Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Together we can ride or die. It just ain't that easy. welcome to another episode of Unmasked. The author is Mary E. Lyle, and that was Easy by Denise McKinney. That's my girl, man. She's doing her thing. But tonight we have a great show for you. But I first want to thank all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and all my global audience that's tuning in. And I want to give my condolences to my friend's family. I know y'all might have heard a song called Elter Nah Nah Nah, Bishop Bullwinkle. His real name was Bernard Thomas. He was one of my friends, and I was pissed off because I was saying, Dad, he ain't called me back. He's supposed to come visit me in my new place, but now I see why not. But, you know, life goes on. I'll meet him on the other side. But tonight, our guest was going to tell you how to get fit for spring. But before we bring on our guest, Tammy Roberts, I want to introduce my co-host, Mark Anthony Real. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Yes. And how you doing, Chris Michael Ward?
I'm doing good. Sad about our friend of the show, Bullwinkle, but I'm doing good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show. We interviewed him on, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
Just like his song. That's how he was in real life. He put it down. He keep it real. He keep it 100. And we have one of our family members here, Tammy Roberts, because once you've been on this show, you're more than welcome to come back to let us know what's going on. And so now she's going to help everybody get revitalized for spring. And it's the right time because spring is maybe a week away. So welcome, Tammy. How you doing, darling?
Hey, thank you so much. I'm sorry to hear about your friend. That's really sad, especially when you're waiting on someone to call you back. So you're right.
Yeah,
I came on the other side, and I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. Well, bless his heart.
I love that phrase, bless his heart, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that is so classic Southern. So I'm so excited for you having me back. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been a relatively mild winter in many parts of the country, but some people still have snow and it's cold. But springtime here, and you heard there was snow?
Yeah, I know. My son is a truck driver, and he said northern Texas, where he's at now, he said they had snow. I said, shut the front door, for real? He said, yes, ma'am. He said, Mama, I went through some snow in Texas. I said, wow, Texas has it all.
Wow, they're ready for spring, I'm sure. Yeah, spring is just the best time of the year when everything's coming up new and fresh, and it's just a great time to refresh and revitalize, regenerate, rebuild your resilience, especially right now with everything going on in the world.
Right.
And all the fear that's coming up with people, it's just the best time to build your resilience and block yourself from anything.
You're right about that, because next week we are going to go in depth, me, Chris, and Mark, about the coronavirus. We're going to let people know at that particular time what's currently going on as far as how many deaths, how many countries affected, which ones are safe and which ones have blocked people from going in and coming out. So for the people who want to get the update on the coronavirus, trust and believe, Mark and Chris and myself, we'll be doing our homework with the latest update because everybody is concerned because it's no longer an epidemic, it's a pandemic, you know, so it's a global issue that's, you know. So with that being said, I'm going to let Chris ask this question so you can tell him how to get revitalized for spring.
Okay.
All right, Tammy. This is Chris Michael. This is Chris Michael Ward, in case you need to know who the voice is. My first question, I'm just saying, because sometimes people don't know the voice. Anyway, my first question is,
I said, that's true. You're absolutely right. I just thought it was so cute the way you said it. You said, this is Chris Michael Ward, in case you don't know the voice. And it just made me giggle.
Well, I like to makes people laugh, but that's another story altogether. My first question is, what is your favorite part about spring, and what do you do the most? What is your favorite tradition that you do during spring?
Well, my birthday is in March, so I'm an Aries, and it's always, we're the first sign, we're the leaders. Big mess, but I always try to do some kind of, I try to do some kind of new adventure every spring, but I also, just want to clean up and refresh. I know a lot of times in the winter we get a little bit sedentary where we just want to sit around. We put on a few extra pounds, so some years I do yoga and this and that, but this year I just released a new book where I'm going to be going on a 21-day clean up the diet and my environment and everything to, boost my immune system and get everything working great again and just feeling awesome.
That's wonderful. You know, we all feel a little sluggish coming from a winter, because winter you would find some eating more heavier food, something warm. And a lot of times when you got something warm in your stomach, first thing I do, I fall asleep like a baby. I just curl up in my fetal position, and I'm not straight out. So I get that, get a little lazy come winter to spring. So, Mark, darling, what's your present for your let me spit it out. I'm getting ready to say your present for Tammy. What is your question for Tammy?
Give me a present, Mark. Come on.
First of all, my name is Mark Anthony Real, so you can identify me with my voice.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so glad to have you back. So to tell us how to put our spring in our step, because I sure need one, Tammy. I was peeking at your spring vitality boost on Amazon.com, and you were talking about that you have poop tracking tools with full instructions. What does that mean?
Yes.
Tell us, not going into too much detail, what is poop tracking tool?
Well, when I work as a functional nutritionist, the first things that I do is help people get their blood sugar into balance and make sure they're sleeping, and then we also start tracking their poop. Because as disgusting as it sounds, it's a very telltale sign of what's going on in there, in your digestive system, which is where everything else in the body is connected to, and it all starts from there. But in my book, I have the Bristol stool chart, which is a way for people to chart if it's, coming at what it's supposed to look like if it's normal, what it looks like if it's not normal. But I found one of the biggest things in America anyway is that people just don't poop as much as they're supposed to. It should be at least once a day, and a lot of people say it should be 3 to 5 times a day, which I think is a lot, but, it just – it just depends on the person and what's normal for them, because everyone is different, of course. But it's a very interesting topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about, so I'm just so thankful that you brought it up.
I know people talk about, I don't look at my poop after I go. A baloney, everybody does. You always... pretty much.
Yeah, you need to look at it to see, what shape it is, if it's just one long one, or if it's, too watery or too hard, or if it's greasy, or, what color it is, if it smells, super bad, like sulfuric or something, sulfur. All those things are things to pay attention to.
Well, I have a question about nutrition. I understand you're telling people how to get healthier, but I would like you to address those things that people do that are not healthy. For instance, some people, they will binge eat and then take a bunch of laxatives, figuring that if they get it all out what they ate, that's okay. And bulimia, and other issues that are not healthy. what are some unhealthy things that people do that they don't realize is unhealthy other than the ones I just stipulated?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking that, because there are several things in that arena. One thing that's very common I found in our society is that we go too long without eating. And I know that it's kind of popular right now to do what they're calling intermittent fasting. But people, a lot of people's bodies cannot tolerate that. In the ideal situation, you know, during the 12 hours that you're productive during the day, you should be eating about 2.5 to 3 hours. Well, back when I was overweight, I used to weigh about 80 pounds more than I do now. I used to not eat. Like, I just didn't feel hungry when I woke up. There was no metabolism. And I would go the whole day until 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, and I would be shaking and starving. And during that time when you're not eating like that, your body is not running on nutrients. It's pumping out cortisol and adrenaline, and that's what you're running on. And it's very unhealthy. That's what really puts the weight on the midsection. And then by the time I would eat, I would just be so hungry I didn't want to go home to make anything. I would just go to fast food, and then I would eat deep-fried foods that are in the hydrogenated oils, which make it even worse. They clog up your liver, and that's like a big thing where people are eating these deep fried foods that are in, you know, that hydrogenated oil just turns into trans fat, and your body can't lose weight. It can't. The elimination pathways in your liver get clogged up, and you can't even lose weight when you go on a good diet.
I understand.
So that's
So tell me, Tammy, what foods are good to speed up the metabolism? Because some people have a slow metabolism. I'm one of them, you know, because I can eat a saucer full of food, and I can see somebody else eat a plate that's piled up like a mountain, and they don't gain weight, but I will gain weight, and I'm saying, what the heck is going on?
Oh, exactly, and it has to do with a lot of it has to do with the organ that's in focus in the springtime is the liver, and it depends on how much, well, the technical name is allostatic load, but it's how much wear and tear is on your liver and the rest of your body, like how many toxins are you holding that you haven't eliminated. And you know, it could be from the environment, it could be from your foods, it could be from foods, eating foods that you're allergic to is a big one. It could be from taking a lot of medications. It could even be from aspirin, Tylenol. I don't know if I can say brand names on here.
You can say anything on unmasked, okay? You're not sensitive, baby.
I don't want the aspirin companies to come after you or whatever,
they can get mad, but they can't touch the truth.
Yeah. Another big one is people are taking antacids. There's a lot of acid reflux of people with low stomach acid is a big thing. And the thing that's behind acid reflux is actually low stomach acid. And people are popping Tums like they're candy. And that makes the situation worse. It makes the acid even lower because you actually need to raise your stomach acid in order for the acid reflux to stop. It's a mechanical thing going on with that I don't think we want to get into on this show, but if your stomach acid is too low, which is very common, your food isn't digesting properly, and you end up getting acid reflux. It's one of the major causes of it, and it's very common, but the antacids people are eating are also clogging up your system.
Chris, what's the question you got for Tammy?
Well, Tammy, I have to say that, you know, for political reasons, I'm always stress eating, but I hear that the reason why I don't gain a lot of weight is because of genetics. Is that true? Can it be genetic?
It can be genetic, yes. Yes, that is true. And I'm actually working with a few people right now that are underweight. And a lot of that has to do with their anxiety. I don't know what that has to do, if if that's anything to do with you, but everyone right now is just under a lot of stress, especially if they're watching television right now. There's
absolutely
a lot of things stressing people out. But, you know, and it may depend on their environment. There could be a lot of cleaning chemicals or just driving around in a lot of traffic with, you know, air pollution and exhaust. It could be a lot of different things, but all of that is putting stress on you. Yeah.
Yeah, I personally believe people like Chris and my daughter and people that I know that are small and they can eat and stay small, instead of sitting there researching all this pharmaceutical stuff, they need to get a sample of their blood and isolate what it is in their blood that makes them stay small and bottle that, because I would definitely buy it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so really what I do is, you know, really what I do is back it up and remove the blocks for people that are overweight, you know, remove the blocks of what's keeping their body from going into the balance in the right weight that it's supposed to be. And a lot of that is in the liver with the hydrogenated fats in there and different toxins. And it also can go back to genetics. If, you know, diabetes and things like that run in the family, it's pretty likely that you're going to have to do some certain tweaks in order for you not to go there, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got a point, Mark. It's your opportunity to ask the question, then we'll take a small break.
Yeah, Tammy, in your book you talk about that you don't recommend any of the manufactured detox cleanses. You believe that most of them are too harsh and can cause more harm than good.
Happy you said that.
Yeah,
I'm so happy you brought that up, because a lot of people, when I say detox your liver, they run out and they buy these detoxes that are in a box. Well, you can't just detox without cleaning out the elimination pathways. Your liver has 6 different elimination pathways, and if they're clogged up, and you take any detox products like that, the stuff that comes out of your liver is just going to go straight back in your bloodstream and float around and end up probably stored in your fat, which can make it worse. I mean, you have to clean out the elimination pathways before you detox, and that's really what my Spring Vitality Boost is about. I'm going to take people on a 21-day journey through that. In a group environment,
and follow you when you start that 21-day journey.
Yeah, I'm starting one group tomorrow, and I have another group starting on the 21st of March. Zoom and
How much does it cost to do that 21-day journey?
I'm only charging $33, which includes the cost of the book, and $20 for the group program, which is a super deal of a deal right now that I want to make sure it's available for everyone and money's not an obstacle.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Well, we're going to have to talk a little bit more about that, but right now, we need to take a little small break and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week.
Yes.
I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Oh, hell no. I know ain't nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, hush. My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
We get disconnected. What happened?
Oh, no, I disconnected. You know, my big head was sitting here talking, and I forgot that I had muted my phone because my dog was acting crazy, making a lot of noise. But I apologize, audience. I'm glad y'all said hello. Hello. But anyway, that girl by time, and I was saying that was back in the time when people was okay being authentic, you know, professionally in love and romance with somebody. And I hope we get back to that because, you know, I like that. You know, I like a man who's able to be vulnerable. I like a woman who's able to be vulnerable. Say what you mean what you say. So real quick, I'm going to let Mark start with his question for our guests, and then Chris, and then we're going to wrap this puppy up.
Yeah, Tammy, okay. the last time you were on in January, you had a really great story about when you went to diabetic school and was a place where they teach you all about how to be a diabetic and what to do. Can you tell that story again for people who didn't hear it the last time? I love that.
I'd be happy to, yes. I went for a whole year where I woke up every morning and I had crushing glass pain in my eyes. It felt like there was crushed glass in my eyes. And it took almost a year for me to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And the doctor, the first thing, well, I asked her innocently, like, well, how can I get rid of this? What's going on? And she said, well, you're going to have this for the rest of your life. Well, I'm not a person that likes labels, but she sent me to a school that I was supposed to go to for 6 weeks where they literally teach you how to live your life as a diabetic. And from everything from how to measure your blood, and they wanted me to take my blood sugar 6 to 8 times a day for 6 weeks, and they handed me this diet plan that was sadly, which is SAD, the standard American diet, and had all kinds of foods in there that I know now are highly allergic foods and inflammatory foods, you know, like corn and gluten and wheat and sugar and just things that I knew or I know now that are highly inflammatory foods. And anyway, I just didn't go back. And my doctor sent me a letter for saying that I was fired because I wouldn't do what she recommended. And so that's kind of a story I wrote in my book, too, that, you know, my doctor fired me when I wouldn't go down the path that people that get diagnosed with diabetes. And, you know, I've kind of discovered in this country that people are treating diabetes like it's a disease or a sickness when really it's a symptom of their lifestyle. And it can be changed, and I've done that. I mean, when you look at my before and after pictures on my Facebook and things, you're just like, that's not even the same woman. So.
So you got busy. You got busy with research and found out ways to sell books and
exactly.
Do all kinds.
And yeah, I mean, I went on every diet there is, from keto, paleo, and all these variations, and hundreds of low carb, high carb, high fat, low fat. You know, just all these different things, and none of that worked for me. It was, everyone is unique, and that's really when I decided to go to training and to school to become a functional nutritionist, because when I realized everyone is unique and every symptom that a person has, they're all connected, and it all backs up to the gut most of the time, and it's just so awesome to be able to, after I figured out what was going on with me and what I needed to do, the changes I needed to make in my diet and my lifestyle. My job was extremely stressful. I owned a real estate company and it was extremely busy. I was working 10 to 12 hours a day for years at a time. I never took a day off. It was just, you know, incredibly stressful. And that's, you know, that's kind of the lifestyle a lot of Americans have. And the same thing, I skipped meals and then I would gorge on fast food. It was just everything that I had to just stop everything cold and just say, oh my gosh, I have to wake up here and figure out what's going on, because if, you know, if I want to live and I want to be happy and feel great, I'm going to have to make the changes. And so,
so now you're,
you know, some people.
I'm sorry.
Someone. Go ahead.
Say you now you're truly free of diet restrictions, right?
Oh,
you don't
exactly.
Have any diet.
I don't have any dietary restrictions, although I put some of those on myself just because I know which foods now feel better to me and which ones don't.
Right. Wow.
And, you know, it's all, you know, I made decisions that this makes me feel good, and do I want to feel good or do I want to feel sluggish? And, you know,
exactly.
Just go from that. Yeah.
We got to let Chris get his question in.
All right, Tammy. My question is, you mentioned your birthday earlier, and so since this is my last question of the night, I was just wondering what your plans were for your birthday. Don't mind sharing.
Well, this is maybe one of the first years I have not made any plans. I'm going to be 62 years old, so I'm eligible for my Social Security at an early age, but I don't even know if I'm going to do that. But usually every year, like last year, I went to England for 10 days for my birthday, and I usually do something, you know, really, really awesome. This year I'm doing, a lot of presentations, and I'm out, you know, starting, just out in my community working with people. I'm doing some volunteer work with doctors. I'm working with a sleep doctor that has a lot of overweight patients, and I'm starting a couple of group programs with him. And I guess that's my fun in my life, is that I'm working now and I really feel like I'm helping people, even though I don't want to be too attached to their outcome, because I know everyone's got to come to the bottom line of when they've hit their last straw and they're going to do something about it, because I can't change people. I can only show them the path.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell us, Tammy, where people can get your book, the first one and the current one, and as well, how can they, if they want to join that challenge, 21-day challenge, how can they make that happen?
Okay. My book is available on Amazon. If they go to Amazon and search Tammy Jersey Roberts, T-A-M-I, or the URL I set up for that is yourvitalitybooks.com, and that opens up the page with both books on it. On my Facebook page, Your Vitality Network is the name of the Facebook page. You'll see my pictures all over it and the books and everything, and there's information about how to get in the 21-day program with us. It's open to anyone that has access to Zoom, and we have a pretty lively group right now. People are really excited, and I'd be super happy to have anyone join us, and they can contact me through my Facebook page, and I'll be happy to do that. Get everybody set up and get them started. On our spring vitality boost.
All right, now y'all heard us. So let me say this. I want y'all all to be here next week at the same time because we're going to go into detail about the coronavirus that's hitting our globe. I'm not saying hitting America, hitting our globe. And Tammy, if you'd like, you know, on a health issue as well, you can join this conversation. And I ask anybody if you want to participate and tell how it has impacted your life, I want y'all to call in as well next Friday. Call in to 347-945-6003 and let's hash it out and let's talk it out and see how it has affected your life. I know one thing has affected my life. Man, I don't really care for the smell of sanitizer. I'd rather just do the soap and water. But now I'm doing it all. I'm doing sanitizer.
Yeah.
I'm doing soap and water. I'm doing gloves. I'm just paranoid, and I got a right to be. So we're going to all discuss that next week. Everybody tune in. Join us. It's a live show. Give your feedback. All you got to do is when you call in at 347-945-6003, just hit the one key. Let me know you want me to open your mic, and we discuss it. And we can, have a rap session about
I'll
it.
I'll be happy to call in because, my immune system is immune system is a rock. I'm not catching anything.
I know that's right. I ain't blaming. Everybody a good weekend. Be safe out there. If you're drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, drive sensible and stay off the phones because it can wait. You know, you got family out there, and I got family out there, and I don't want nobody taking them out because they're not being proactive. Put the phones down. Put the bottle down. Yeah. Put the weed down. Put all that stuff. Just put it down.
Focus
keep
on the
your
room.
Damn hands. How about that?
Amen. Definitely.
Any of y'all want to say anything before we go?
I just want to wish Tammy a very happy birthday. When's your birthday, honey?
That's the birthday.
March 26th. Yay,
woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy
that's the same day as Diana Ross, my hero. My
seriously?
Idol. Diana Ross.
Oh, no wonder she's so awesome. no wonder she's so awesome. Okay, well, thank you guys so much. I really had fun. That was awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome,
guys.
No, I'm going to say goodbye to all of y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye, Chris. Bye, Mark. Bye, Tammy.
Good night, John Boy.